thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time for the movie review with blind movie critic Jay Forney, joining us from blindsidereviews.com from all the way over there in Florida. How goes it?
It's another day, Simon. You know how it is. But at least I get to go to the movies and have fun. Well, I have fun most of the time, but we'll talk about that today.
Well, I will see if Jay had fun going to see the movies we've got today. We've got two to review for you, and we're not going to give anything away, are we?
No, I'm ready whenever you are.
Right, here we go. The first one's Chips, Certificate 15, and it opened last week. It's an action comedy drama directed by Dax Shepard, starring Michael Penner. We've got Dax Shepard, we've got Jessica McNamee, we've got Adam Brody, and the list goes on. California Highway Patrol, or Chips officers, Francis Poncherello and Joe Baker run around the LA area, stopping speeding motorists, car thieves, helping stranded motorists, assisting paramedics at the scene of accidents, and occasionally investigating crimes.
California Highway Patrol, think they have some crooked cops. They want you to go on the inside.
Go undercover within the department? That's awesome.
We put you with a rookie named John Baker.
So who am I playing?
Francis Llewellyn Poncherello.
Are the first two female names?
John, I like you. You remind me of my husband.
He is really handsome.
You've had 23 surgeries? You can ride a motorcycle, I'll give you that.
Yes, ma'am. Like a mother.
No.
What's up? I'm John.
Poncherello.
Awesome, man. We're partners. Let's kick this off with the real thing.
Oh, dude.
You're homophobic or whatever. That's cool.
No. You think I'm homophobic?
John Baker?
The Baker?
CHP.
Pretty badass. Being all suited up for battle.
What, looking like UPS drivers? Super cool. Go Brown, right?
This job is my one shot at saving my marriage.
What are you wearing?
My uniform.
It's like you're three beers too intimate.
I'm a tough motorcycle cop. I got no emotion.
Well, is it as bad as it looks?
Almost as bad as hearing you say Poncherello.
No.
Simon, I like the way your mouth moves when you say Poncherello.
I have no control over that.
I was trying not to laugh. And as we move forward here, yes, this film, it's a remake of the television show from 1978 or 76 to 81, 83, somewhere in that area. Back when you were a young whippersnapper. In fact, are you even born yet, Simon, or do you have to watch that on reruns?
It was reruns I had to watch it on. Yep, you're right.
Well, I actually saw that, though. and as I was looking for a family film, this is not a family film, so don't think about taking the parents, grandparents. In this film, Michael Pena plays Poncherello, Ponch, and he's an FBI agent, and they send him to California to go undercover to find out if this group of highway patrolmen is robbing, believe it or not, robbing the truck heist, if you want to call it. And so they don't know who's doing it. So he's going undercover as an FBI agent. So they team him up with another rookie motorcycle cop, John Baker. Both those guys are the same names, the only two from the original show, and played by Zach Shepard, who, incidentally, writes, directs, stars, which is probably the main reason why this is a clunker right here. And they team up, and they got to find out who the bad guys are in the Chip Patrol. This is just absolutely terrible film. The script is bad. It's not funny. And here's the thing. It's the jokes are just so raunchy. And like, for example, in this, we have Michael Pena Ponch has some kind of sexual addiction, so there's all kinds of human anatomy jokes. John Baker's having trouble with his ex-wife, played by Kristen Bell, and that's all he talks about. I just don't understand why the script was so bad. I wanted it to be a good family show where you could have, you know, take your mom, dad. I could think back all the good times watching John and Ponch. It doesn't happen in this film, Simon.
I know. It's like using the name and the reputation and then just trashing it, isn't it? Because the old one was quite wholesome.
You're right. Exactly right. And that's what they did. And remember, you and I have talked about several films they've done recently. 21 Jump Street actually did very good, based on an old television show. That movie a couple years ago did good. But this just, they went really into the raunchy, disgusting, really, really bad. Yeah, you know, it's not going to be like in the 70s or 80s. But, man, let's make let's at least make it respectable and where we could watch it, you know. At the very beginning of the show, it had a thing, and I don't know if it was supposed to be funny or the California Highway Patrol does not endorse this film. Well, and then neither does this blind movie critic either, Simon. I'm going to give this a D. D for dog. Exactly.
Hey, well, it's worth it for that.
Yeah. Did I mention it's not even funny? I think I mentioned it a couple times.
Righto. Well, I mean, I think the review's been funnier, and that's not even been funny. So there you go.
Right. Oh, and I did want to say, there is some gunplay, explosions, stuff like that, which you did not have in the original film. In a full 5-6 years, they never drew their guns one time. Here they're shooting and this, and you just don't expect it. And I don't know. I guess they had to try to. I'm not going to go any farther, Simon.
All right. Okay. Well, I believe you. So you're listening to The Movie Review on RNIB Connect Radio with blind movie critic Jay Forrey and Simon Pauly. We move on to another new movie, Ghost in the Shell, and it's a 12A 3D. Opened last week. It's an action drama sci-fi thriller, so it says. It's directed by Rupert Sanders. It stars Scarlett Johansson. It's got Michael Wincott. It's got Michael Pitt and Juliette Binoche. It's based on the internationally acclaimed sci-fi story Ghost in the Shell, and it follows the Major, a special ops one-of-a-kind human-cyborg hybrid who leads the Elite Task Force, Section 9.
Everyone around me, they feel connected to something. Connected to something I'm not.
What are you?
You were dying. We saved you. And now you save others.
Words and violence break the silence. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here.
I don't know who to trust.
You trust me, right?
I know I have a past. I'll find out who I was.
Now, quite a violent movie, I'd say.
Yeah, this is one of those films that it kind of reminds me of trying to copy Blade Runner and RoboCop and that type of film. And you more or less told the plot right there. It's not a whole lot. This is an action film where Scarlett Johansson is in a car accident. They save her life, but they had to do that. They have to move her brain into a robot or cyborg body. And when they do that, now, of course, she has issues with, which you would expect, some kind of issues with her brain being put into a robotic body and all that. That kind of stuff. That's the emotional part of it. She's also, in the meantime, almost like a comic book type body, I guess, where she can do all kinds of stuff. Now, she does run around in tights there, Simon, so you might like that. You know, they have her in a skin tight suit, which I could see, unfortunately. But to be that, maybe this robot or cyborg. And she's a part of Section 9, as you mentioned, that she's going around trying to get terrorists. Now, here you have to look back at this, and I try to be respectful. I didn't care for this film at all. But this is actually an animated Japanese film from 25 years ago, 95, I think. So it's it's a Japanese film, and when they made this film, the Japanese, and a lot of people were not happy that this a white woman was playing this part. They thought another Japanese woman or guy, whoever would play the major, should do it. That didn't happen, so the Asians are not happy. Americans aren't happy because it's not a good film. The action is just really sloppy, not fun to watch. It's just flat-out boring, quite honestly. And, I'm blind, so I missed some of the action scenes. There's nothing that I liked about this film, Simon. And now, here's a Ghost in the Shell. If you want to look back, they still have stuff in Japan. They still have stuff that there was a television show. It was on web, on the web. So it's still out there. Ghost in the Shell is still out there. But the movie itself is just not that good.
It looked quite slick. What was it you really didn't like about it?
Well, for example, you really don't know what's happening. For example, at one point they go, the virus is taking over. What virus? I heard nothing about a virus. What's it taking over? It just does not explain itself. Editing is choppy. They just don't seem to know what they're doing. Once again, they're moving this from an animated film to a live action, and it just does not move very good. And that happens a lot, where animated does not move over very good. And you and I have talked about that. And not only that, now it's moving from an Asian, a Japanese film, to American. And so it just does not translate well on either thing. I did not have fun in this film. And now, if you're a kid, middle school, high school, you may enjoy the action, but just don't expect any type of coherent story.
I was really surprised that this has got a lower certificate rating than the Chips movie.
That is surprising.
I was surprised at that, though. That shows you how bad the Chips movie is.
You're right. Neither one are good films. But, Simon, I gave this one a slightly better rating than Chips, and here's why. It was expected that this was more for kids than, because it really was an animated film, and action junkies. I expected more for Chips. Maybe that's what the whole thing is. This film here, I'm giving it a C-minus rating. I didn't like it at all, but I'm giving it a break because it wasn't made for me, and I'm not the target audience.
Between the two of them then, Chips and Ghost in the Shell, which one's easier to follow the dialogue?
Believe it or not, you can probably follow Chips a lot better. Not as much action. You may not want to follow the dialogue, but you can. And yeah, Ghost in the Shell just has too much action, too much junk going on. And I'm really not giving a whole lot here when I say Chips is the easiest to follow verbally there.
And remember, if you want to find out where your nearest audio-described showing of a movie is, then just log on to yourlocalcinema.com. Jay has a fantastic website, and there's loads of gems on it, trivia, gossip, and some of the reviews that we don't get to cover, and it's easy to find.
Yes, go to my website, blindsidereviews.com. I always enjoy listen to the listeners emailing me, and I always email them back.
Jay Foray, always a pleasure to chat with you, and we will catch up with you next week.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have some better movies to talk about next week, Simon.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.